And now we come to Elsa, rock climber, motorcyclist, news editor, marathoner. She does it all, except swimming. She does not like swimming in pools. This week, she brings us click languages, a huge fast dust cloud, and a prehistoric murder mystery. Hey, Elsa, where do you want to start?
Hi, David. Let's start with the dust cloud. This cloud started in May of 2007 when there was a huge windstorm that kicked up 800,000 metric tons of dust from the Taklamakan Desert in China.
Whoa. And Japanese researchers tracked this dust around the world.
Using a LIDAR on a NASA satellite. So this is kind of like radar, except it uses laser light instead of radio waves.
Now, you wouldn't think you'd need lasers, LIDAR, I guess it's called, to keep track of 800,000 tons of dust.
You wouldn't think, but the dust ended up 5 or 6 miles high in the atmosphere and got very spread thin, which makes it relatively hard to follow.
All right.
But with the satellite data and the computer models, researchers tracked it all the way around the Earth in 13 days, and then most of it finally dropped out into the Pacific Ocean. And they think that all the iron and minerals in this dust probably fed ocean organisms there.
Now, it may have triggered cloud formation, too, I guess.
Yeah, well, it was still up high in the atmosphere. So all the way around the world, it was doing things, feeding the ocean and forming clouds that was really more than what people had expected from a desert dust cloud. And it's not a freak incident, either. Big storms like this happen a few times a year in this desert.
Wow. Wow. Let's move from dust to clicks. Linguists have classified the different ways click languages actually click.
Yeah, they studied a click language from South Africa that only 8 people, all of them elderly, even still speak. The language is called Ngu, or something kind of like that. Here's a native speaker saying the name of it.
Ngu.
You did pretty well with that.
Thanks. I hope I didn't slaughter it too badly. Anyway, just to give you an idea of what the language really sounds like, here's a short sentence.
Wow, that sounds spectacularly unfamiliar. Very different from French, English, anything I've ever heard.
Yep, and that meant, by the way, the water is bitter. Anyway, the language has 73 different consonants. That's part of why it sounds so unfamiliar. English has only about 23-ish. And 45 of the consonants in this language are clicks.
So you know a click when you hear it. But what is it exactly?
It happens when the tongue touches the top of the mouth in 2 places. Most consonants, it only touches in 1 place. But when it touches in 2 places, it makes an air pocket with suction. And then when you let go of the suction, it pops or clicks.
Got it.
Okay, before this, linguists hadn't sorted out these different kinds of clicks in any systematic way. Like, I hear you're making several different sounds, but what's different about them, right?
Right,
the new study figured this out by defining where both the front and the back of the tongue are for each click. And this isn't really easy. They had to use high-speed ultrasound to keep track of what the different parts of the tongue were doing during each click.
Let's hear some clicks.
Okay, here's the word that means to hold in this language.
Da.
For this click, the front of the tongue touches the teeth, and the back touches really far back in the back of the mouth. And for comparison, here's a word for springbok, which is an African gazelle.
Bye.
And that one sounds much more hollow.
Yeah, and that's because the front of the tongue is farther back, and the back of the tongue is farther forward, so you end up with a rounder, more resonant air pocket.
Ah. I'm halfway there. You know, some scientists think these languages, these click languages, may have been the first human languages. And this next story is about a time when everybody may have been clicking away.
Maybe. And this is a murder mystery. In the late 1950s, archaeologists found 9 Neanderthal skeletons in a cave in Iraq. And one of them had a partially healed injury in one of his ribs. It was a deep, sharp slice. And a new study suggests that the perp may have been a modern human, not a fellow Neanderthal.
It's a super cold case. How do you possibly figure that out 50,000 years after the fact?
By stabbing pigs.
How does that work?
Here's the reasoning. Neanderthals used only handheld weapons to hunt, but modern humans had spear throwers, and it turns out that a handheld spear carries a lot more energy than a thrown spear.
All right, so where do the pigs come in?
Well, the researchers calibrated a crossbow to shoot stone-tipped darts that would simulate thrust spears versus thrown spears or darts. Then they went to a hog farm, not far from here in North Carolina, incidentally, and they bought a couple of slaughtered but not yet barbecued pigs, and they started shooting their ribs. Oh. And the simulated hand-thrust spears smashed up the bones, but the low-energy darts, like the ones that would come from a modern human spear thrower, made clean nicks in the ribs just like the one in the Neanderthal skeleton.
So that's it. The case is closed. It was the modern human who got this guy.
Well, I'm not sure the case is closed, but it looks suspicious. We'll probably never know for sure. But this, if it is true, it fits with the idea that modern humans and Neanderthals were not necessarily on friendly terms and they were in competition with each other. And that could be part of what drove Neanderthals to extinction.
It's really eerie to think about living with another species of human.
And trying to kill them. It's like... Like, the human rights issues are just bizarre. Anyway, have you seen that book, The Clan of the Cave Bear? It's about a modern human girl who grows up with a group of Neanderthals. I haven't read it, but it sounds
Yeah, I'm not sure how scientifically accurate it is, but it's a good read. It's kind of reverse science fiction. You know, it's going backwards instead of forwards. We'll put a link to it on our site, theworld.org/science. Thanks to linguist Amanda Miller for sending the recordings we played on the podcast today. The native speakers were Oma Anna Cassie, Oma Fakey Koper, and Oma Katrina Essau. On our website, we'll have a link to recordings of lots more new words. Is that, am I saying it right? New. New. Just new.
There's a click. It's new.
New. New. Like that?
No, it's more of a than a. So, new.
New. Like that?
No. It's like put the front of your tongue, like touching your teeth.
Uh-huh. No.
It's more of a kissing sound.
No. Like that? I'm just going to say words from this language, which I can't pronounce. On our website, we'll have a link to more recordings of words from this language, which I'm not even going to try to pronounce the name of. So go have a listen. Elsa Youngstedt edits science news for Sigma Xi, which is a professional society that supports scientific research. She joins us each and every week from Research Triangle Park, North Carolina. Thanks, Elsa.
Thanks, David. Have a good week.